Recording in progress.
Pepper, are you able to see me, hear me? Okay, those are good things. We're beginning the next simin, which is the simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, about the halachos of Dam Basulin. Just basically a tiny bit of anatomy. Women have what is called a hymen. The hymen is a tiny bit of skin that covers some of the area, some of the osomakum. Obviously, the hymen allows some blood to come through. It allows urine to come through. But there is a little bit of blood. There is a little bit of tissue called the hymen. The din of Dam Basulin is a halacha that says that when a woman's hymen is removed, so then she becomes Tameah. That's the din of Dam Basulin that makes it to Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Not only, or I'll say it like this, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras at the beginning of the 10th Perek have a lengthy discussion about under which circumstances does the din of Dam Basulin take place, does it not take place. And the Gemara distinguishes between a woman based on her age, is she a Katana, is she a Nahara, is she a Bulgaris, based on whether she saw Dam beforehand or not, whether it's Ra'as Adam or Lo Ra'as Adam. Nonetheless, in practical halacha in Shulchan Aruch, we write that a woman, all women, every woman, no matter how old she is, no matter whether she had a period beforehand, Boyo Be'ilas Mitzvah Porish. You have the first relationship, and then you separate. Medina de Gemara, we have all these distinctions based on the type of woman that you are, etc. And the amount of time that we allow the couple to have bia, the amount of time that we assume a chetichya hamakka. But as a matter of practical halacha, the Gemara writes that some of the Amoraim, when they learned this perek, they only got out of the perek like the dust that comes at the foot of a fox, right? The amount of dust that ends up on the foot of a fox, effectively, it doesn't matter. The practical halacha is boyo be'ilas mitzvah uporish. That's the practical halacha that makes it to Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Even if he gives manolirus below rasa, even if you do a bedika, we're concerned that maybe there was some dam that came out, and it was covered by shechva zera, and therefore in all circumstances you are tmeah. That's the practical halacha. However, when you get beneath the hood of the sugya, so the Beis Yosef has a lengthy discussion, because the Rambam and the Rit both quote the distinction that the Gemara has. Both the Rambam and the Rit have the Chiluke Dinim, based on the age, etc. If you read the Rambam in Perek He of Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Halacha Yotes and Halacha Chof, the Rambam writes that effectively there is no real din of Dam Basulin if a woman has not yet had her period. If the woman has not yet had her period, so then the Rambam gives us the amount of time that is found in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Once the woman had her period, according to the Rambam, then she is Asura in Dam Basulin circumstances. That's the Rambam in Perek He. The Ravid over there jumps up and down. As the expression goes, he spits wood and nickels. One time in the shir, I said this, and like a guy pulls a wooden nickel out of his pocket, like flings it at me, because I should know what a wooden nickel is. But the Ravid jumps up down and spits wooden nickels. He says, hey Rambam, you're basically passing like Beis Shammai in the 10th Perek, not like Beis Hillel, and I don't know what you're doing, Rambam. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Yisurei Bia tells us that many of the dinim that we have been discussing until now were kind of old halacha. But bizman hazeh, we have chumrat reb zera. So therefore, distinctions between nida and zava don't apply. Even though, as we'll see in Kuf Tzadi Daled, the psukim in Parshas Tazria talk about yemei tumah and yemei tahara after having a baby, but already from the time of the Ga'inim, the Rambam says, we don't have this din anymore. Any dan that comes out when a woman is having a baby is tameh. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph that bizman hazeh, the dinim of dan basuim are tameh no matter what. So the practical halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam would agree to, but nonetheless, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell me what the din was originally. That's not so interesting within the Rambam, because the Rambam is doing that by other din. But within the Rif, it's a little more interesting. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rif quotes all of the distinctions of Dan Basum that are found in the Mishnah and the Gemara based on the age, etc. The Rif does not say that the dinim no longer apply. So Zach the Beis Yosef, that maybe what the Rif is saying is that there are certain places that the dinim still apply. Ken Zion the Beis Yosef argues that it's Toloi in Mekomos. In certain locations, they kept the dinim as it says in the Gemara. In other locations, they didn't. The Gemara says that when they learned the Perek, they only got a tiny bit out, like the fox has dust at the heels. Well, what that might mean is that there are fewer dinim than there were Bizman HaGemara. It might mean, like the Rambam said in Perek Hay, that we have dinim for a woman who was Ra'as Adam previously. But a woman who was not Ra'as Adam previously, so the dinim of the Mishnah and the Gemara apply. And the Beis Yosef says that that's really what the Rif means. And nonetheless, it's totally a minhagim. Certain places asher everything, other places don't. Then the Beis Yosef goes on, and he writes that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that all the dinim of Dan Basulim are la halacha velo lemaisa. That the dinim that are found in the Mishnah and the Gemara are not in the practical realm of halacha. Says the Beis Yosef, it could be that there are minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, they taka aser all Dan Basulim. In Bavel, they didn't. In the footnotes of the Rashba on Ardaf, Samach Dal and Samach Hay, the footnote 18 points out that there is a sefer. For some reason, we don't have it in the Beis Medrash. If any of you have, like, pull with whoever's in charge of the Beis Medrash, whatever, I don't like going to a library during Seder, but there's a sefer called Chilukei Minhagim Bein B'nei Bavel B'nei Eretz Yisrael. It's a work of the Gaonim. In Reb Reuven Margolyes put it out years ago. Chulukei Minhagim Bein B'nei Bavel B'nei Eretz Yisrael. So there is a difference. In B'nei Eretz Yisrael, they asered all Dam Besulim. That's like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, that these dinim are La Halacha V'lo L'maisa. In Bavel, they did not aser everything. In Bavel, they only asered, like the ta'ala comes mi be'karba, they only asered like the fox that comes out of the dirt, which meaning that they only asered for a katana, they only asered for a woman, excuse me, who saw dam, not who did not see dam. So that's just chazar again. The Beis Yosef has a suggestion that the reason why the Rif quotes the distinctions is because in not all locations did the dinim apply. The chumra of Dan Basulin depended on certain places. Some places they're mafmerin everything, other places they're not. The Beis Yosef thinks that in Eretz Yisrael, since it comes from Yerushalmi to be mafmerin everything, in Eretz Yisrael they're mafmerin everything, in Bavli they aren't. And the footnote and the footnote on the Rashba points out that if you look in that Sefer, the Chilukim in Hukim Bein B'nei Bavli B'nei Eretz Yisrael, this actually is correct. Okay, that's already an interesting thing. Now, l'may nafkamina. So the nafkamina, the Beis Yosef says, is that if you happen to walk into a community, and they say that our minhag is that for katanas we don't observe dam basulim, etc., that's not a crazy minhag, because that's the minhag of Bavel, meets kufas hagoinim. That is, it's a legit minhag. That minhag is found in the Rif, the minhag is found in the Rambam. You don't have to get rid of that minhag. The Taz writes in Kuf Pei Zayin, Se'if Katan Yud Zayin, the Taz writes that the dinim of Dam Basulim, the way they are paskined in the Rambam and in the Rif, are relevant mahalacha for a case of a woman who's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. Right, we spoke about this in passing. Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish means that a woman's endometrial lining protrudes higher into the body. Either it goes to the cervix or even through the cervix, a teeny bit into the vulva. Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, the halacha is, she sees Dam three times, she has to get divorced from her husband. But we were still on, we're going to rely on the halachos as found in the Rambam and in the Rif, meaning the pure Ikar Hadin, we will shtel on in terms of not making a woman Asura Labaila as a Ro Machmas Tashmish. Ro Machmas Tashmish becomes Asura to her husband. If she has it with three different husbands, she's Asura Likuliyama. But if we have kulas of Dam Basulim, the way it's paskined in the Rambam and in the Rif, so then it will not apply, you will not become a Roy Machmas Tashmish. So there are two reasons, or two scenarios, where the Ikar Hadin of Roy Machmas Tashmish applies, meaning in a community that says they have the Minhag, and for the Din of Roy Machmas Tashmish. There are two places, two situations, where the Ikar Hadin of Dam Basulim applies. Now let's just take a step back. It seems to me that for the Rambam, it's very clear what the rationale of Dam Basulim is. Remember, the Rambam says that the Ikar Hadin, Dam Basulim, the Rif says the Ikar Hadin, Dam Basulim applies to a woman who has already got her period. But a woman did not yet get her period. The Din of Dam Basulim does not apply. The lumdus would seem to be that Dam Basulim is some chash that there is Dam Nida there. Right? It's just reasonable. Right? That it applies me Ikar Adin to a woman who got a period because then I'm nervous that the blood that came out is Dam full-fledged Nida. Maybe a little bit of Dam is mixed in, maybe the whole thing, right? Whatever the gezeira is, but it's a real concern of Dam Nida. It's not a totally different halacha. For the Rambam, it's a real concern of Dam Nida, at least for the woman who has already become a Nida. That seems to be the pshat in the Rambam and in the Rif. Yes?
In terms of Havana, the Rambam is saying, what can the Rambam be saying? If she's a Gdola and she's a regular Nida, and in another situation, you'll be making a lot of Dam Nida, but not in this matzah.
The Rambam is saying that in this matziv of Dam Basulim, we're going to be machmir if the woman had a period earlier.
Right. But we are going to be up to a different matziv in where you see Dam Nida. Not that it's Dam Nida mixed into this.
Again, so it could be. So what you're suggesting is that maybe it's a gezeira, not a chash.
Yeah.
Right. There are two possibilities, but it clearly has something to do with Nida. You're right, it could be it's a gezeira. In Dinim Dirabbanan, there are two forms of Dinim Dirabbanan. there's a gezeira, which means a chazal say this is forbidden because people might come to permit the really forbidden thing. That's called a gezeira. A chashash is that this is forbidden because we're worried that it might be a really forbidden thing. But it's not that we're nervous about what's going to happen while us is lovely. That's what gezeira is. Chashash is that right now it's already problematic. Right? So, in hachanami, it could be that for the Rambam it's a gezeira, not a chashash. It's possible. But the Rambam's gezeira only applies in a real need of situation. The real gezeira of the Rambam does not apply in a real need of, if it's not a woman who has ever become a real need of. Okay, but that's the yisod I'm saying, that for the Rambam it has something to do with real need of. Let's take a step back. The Rishonim are all bothered by the kasha. How can there possibly be a din of dam besulim? We have a halacha, the im yesh la maka tola b'makasa. If a woman has a maka, and there's a discussion exactly in the Rishonim, mamash a complicated din in the Mordechai and in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, and this is like a huge discussion. We already had this conversation a little bit in Kuf Tzadi Aleph about Ra'as Adam b'hashtana, that the concern is that the blood or the issue at hand, is it need of blood or is it dam maka? Is it that it's like a kidney stone or some UTI, some uterine tract infection? But if there's a maka, toila b'makasa. Ein l'cha maka g'doyla mizu. Dam besulim your mamish. Right? Someone I was talking to once was like, it's a common thing that women are a little bit scared of being rishon on the wedding night. And makes sense to be scared because it's like, imagine that you have in your finger and someone says, oh, I'm just going to take a knife and cut a teeny bit, you'd be scared to death, no? It's like a frightening thing. It's a maka. It's a maka. Why on earth would I be machmir on dam besulim when on a fundamental level it should be dam maka? So the Rishonim are all bothered by this kasha. And the Rishonim have a number of answers. The Ramban writes in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches and Tes, I believe. The Ramban writes, Haboyos habasula filo haisa katanish lo yezman liros, bo bilas mitzvah, u begomer biyasa u poresh, viyosheva zayin nekiyim, mikana talameid, she ain't tolem b'maka, she ain't lucha maka gedola min hakatanish and nib'ala, badam shosit min amachmas habi'ila. Zok the Ramban, that funda zetmin, the halacha of dam basulam teaches me, that bizmanenu, we are not toile b'maka at all. That's a superb chumrah. Right? The Ramban is saying, we are not toile b'maka at all. Now, if you kind of get beneath the surface of the Ramban says this idea in a few places. He says that dam basulam is the raya that we're not toile b'maka. But in a couple of other places, like in the Hilchos HaMuksamim and Perek Dalet of the Ramban, he mentions the same idea, we're not toile b'maka. But there seem to be two different ideas that the Ramban is saying. One idea that the Ramban might be saying is that we're never toile b'maka klal v'ikar. Dam basulam teaches me no such thing as toile b'maka. Another way of saying it, which the Ramban sounds like in a few other places, is that the Gemara tells me I'm toile b'maka, but in dam makasa mishuna midam re'iyasa, I can't be told on the maka. If the color is different, then I can't be toila. We know that bizman hazeh, we don't have bekiyos in colors. Therefore, I am machmir, no? Midina de mishna, de gemara. There's only like four colors of red that are problematic. Today, we're matame everything, because we don't have expertise in colors. Says the Ramban, according to one read of the Ramban, that we are not toile b'maka Because on a practical level, I have to be worried that dam akosa mishuna midam re'iyasa, meaning that ein anu b'kiyim is a reason to be machmir and not toila b'machmir. So it could be that the Ramban is saying that it's a fundamental din that we learn from dam b'sulim and not toila b'machmir. It could be that the Ramban is saying that because of this concern that it's not the same shade of red, even though to me it looks the same, but we don't have the same bakiyas that they had at the Zman of the Gemara. So therefore, I have to be worried that dam makasas mishuna midam re'iyasa. That's the Ramban. The Ramban is toila b'maka by Rasa dam b'hashtana. The Ramban writes all the cases of Kufzadi Aleph. You know, in those cases when it's tahar, it's going to be okay, even though Rasa dam b'hashtana is fundamentally tliya b'maka. We're assuming it's a uterine tract infection or it's a kidney stone. But it could be that the Ramban says that in those cases there's vadots. Because no woman ever sees blood at the time that she's urinating. So since it never happens, so the Kahai Gavna, the Ramban is Meiko, but if there's any possible chance, whatever, if it's not like Mamish of Adotus Gomor, so then the Ramban is going to say we are not Toila B'maka B'chlal. Alternatively, right? It could be that the Ramban is mechalik between internal and external makos, but it's not 1,000,000% clear how can the Ramban be meiko on Rosh Hashanah b'Hashdana when the Ramban is telling me that I am not Tola b'Maka. Mr. Morel.
The halal, you know, the woman has b'sulim, and the Ramban looked at her as a regular Maka, and not a Maka that you know about the Bardot. So I don't understand. If the chiluk is the Ramban saying,
so it could be because me based midrash Ramban, I have a rishon called the Rashba. The Rashba is a student of the Ramban, no? Rashba on Daf Hey in the Torah Habayis. Rashba is bothered by the same kasha. How can you be tight? How can you say that dam basulin is a problem? L'chor it's dam makka. So Rashba answers, mehecha tesi it's a makka. The Gemara in Ksubis has a statement to Shmuel, right? That yicholani liv'ol kama basulos. Shmuel said that he knew something called hataya. He had like some trick that he could have bia and not be mesher the basulin. So Ken Zayin's up the Rashba that it is not dam makka at all, as opposed to Rasa dam b'hashtana, where it for sure is dam makka. Again, the Ramban does not invoke this, but if I could move backwards and say, oh, the fact that the Ramban's Talmud is using this idea, that perhaps could be miyashev the stira in the Ramban. The Rashba has a different mahala as well. The Rashba writes that dam besulim is different than other makas. Dam besulim is a maka lefi shava. The lashon of the Rashba actually is interesting. He says it's lefi shava upa'am achas. If you read the Rashba inside, he says pa'am achas. Right, which I want to talk about maybe, I guess not tomorrow. I think tomorrow we're going to do Hashkafa, but probably on Sunday we'll talk about Biyashniya by Dam Basulim. But the Rashba's Lashon of that it's a Makkah that's Pam Achas, and therefore the Chachamim decided there could be Machmir on this Makkah. Meaning, on the fundamental level, the Rashba is masking to his Rebbe the Ramban that we should not be Tola in Makkahs. But that would impose a serious difficulty on people. This type of maka called dam basulim, it's a sug maka, which only it's for sure a maka iveris. It's for sure pamachas. It's for sure lefi sha'a. So then this makkah, I'm machmir on. That's what the Rashba seems to be saying. Again, I'm coming from the perspective that the Rashba is working within his Rebbe the Ramban, which I think is not a crazy perspective. Now, so what we have so far is how come Dam Besulim is usser? Shouldn't it be a concern of, shouldn't it be Mutter outs Dam Makkah? The Rush addresses the same kasha in two different places. The Rush in Maseches Nida writes that the reason why we answer Dam Besulim has nothing to do with Dam Makkah fundamentally. It is a Makkah. We should be make on it fundamentally. But there's a lot of rules in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara at the beginning of the 10th Perek. Distinctions between a Bikaris and a Katana and a Naira and whether Rasa, Lo Rasa. And since Bialakom Masura, so we're worried that people won't keep the halacha properly. So therefore they made one rule across the board of Boyo Bikilas Mitzvah Parish. For the Rush, what he's saying is that, yeah, it's Dam Makkah. But Chachamim felt that we have to aser it because in terms of the duration of the Makkah, we have all these complicated rules, and it's Mesura Lakol, so therefore they said it's aser. But it sort of is answering the question, I think. In other words, isn't it Dam Makkah? The answer is Enochanavi. But because Dam Makkah has many different gradations, how long it could be Toyo Makkah, we say, don't get involved, too many fuzzy details. It's a Makkah, and a Machmir on the Makkah because it'll be too complicated to come up with the real kulas of Makkah.
It sounds like he has two kashas in the Rush.
The Rush
is like, number one, what's the
time
down the Zoom? And he goes in the whole thing.
So just slowly, because my hearing is not good.
Yeah. It sounds like the Rush has two kashas. Number one is, what's the time? And it's no way it's down to good. And Viter, why is there no difference between time and Bogeris? There's right. Two points there. So I thought that this was answering the second kasha of why is there no difference between Katana and Bogeris, because it's too fuzzy. But the first kasha, he never really got back to.
The first kasha that it should be like Dam Chimur, you said?
No, first kasha he says, what's the reason? And it's not because of Dam Chimur.
It's not because maybe this real needs of blood, but rather it's because there are too many details over here they had to say it's usher. Meaning what the Rush is doing at the beginning is he's telling me what the reason isn't, and then he says what the reason is. So the reason is not because that there might be some dam over there. The problem is that the Rush in Meseches Ksubis tells me the reason that in Meseches Nida he says isn't the reason. In Meseches Ksubis, the Rush writes that the reason for dam besulin is because maybe there is some dam Nida involved. Maybe some Nida blood came out. Some of the Rishonim, by the way, have a Lushan. The Sefer HaEshkol has the Lushan this way, that it's a concern, like what Eli was saying, of Dam Chimur.
The Yerushalmi also.
The Yerushalmi, okay, perhaps, right? And I want to talk about, at some point, Rav Abadi's famous tshuva about Dam Besulim. We'll have to discuss that. But basically, there's a steer in the Rush. On the one hand, the Rush tells me the reason is not that there's real Dam Nida mixed in. On the other hand, the Rush in Ksuba says that the reason is that there is Dam Besulim mixed in. So the Sidrei Tahara already is sensitive to the steer in the Rush. The Sidrei Tahara in Sif Katan Gimel writes, if I understand it correctly, that sometimes there is the Sibas HaGezera and sometimes there is the Geder HaGezera. The Siba, the reason why Chazal made the din, is because Bialakom Masura. But the Geder Hadin, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, once they made the din, what exactly is it? Oh, so the din really is that they're going to treat the woman like she's a Nida. Right? That's the way the Rush seems to be saying. So there's no steering Rush. When the Russian Ksubis said, in the Russian Nida says, it's not because maybe there's some Dam Nida mixed in. What the Rush means is that having Dam Nida mixed in would not be enough of a reason to institute the Chumr of Dam Basulim. But once they instituted the Chumr of Dam Basulim, because Bia Lakol Masura, so Memela, the Geder Hadin, is that we treat her like a Nida. That's what the Rush says. So now, the Rush is telling me, if the Sidrei Tara is correct, the Rush is telling me that the Geder of Dam Besulim is like Nida. That means I have no real kulas by Dam Besulim above what I have by regular Nida. The dinim are the same. That is an issue that we'll talk about the Ravid and the Bez in a few minutes, but the Taz and Ostalid writes that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch over here, Lashon the Mechaber, is that you do not start counting after Dam Basulim until the fifth day. Now, ordinarily, because of Pleita Shechvazera, Ashkenazim add on an extra day. Maybe you'll have Bia during Bein Ashmashes. We'll discuss this when we learn Kuf Tzadi Vav Bezer Seshem. But what the Taz writes over here is that Dam Besulim, we do not tag on that extra day. We don't tag on day six. The Taz quotes this from the Maharal of Prague. Any of you who want to get a doctorate, it's worth noting that, to my mind, the only major posek on the Daf of Shulchan Aruch who uses the Maharal of Prague as a posek is the Taz. Kain Molin Shach. You're never going to... I've done a search. I love the Shach. He's awesome. But nowhere in the Shach does he quote the Maharal of Prague as a posek. The Taz does. Magen Avram doesn't quote Maharal of... What?
He quotes
about, in Hilchos Pesach, he talks about, in terms of the Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach. Right? That's what you're referring to? Yeah, in the Hanabi. You're right. I'll take the Magen Avram back. The Shach doesn't quote it, the Taz does. You're right. I shouldn't have said the Magen Avram. Oh. Now. What that means is that the Taz is saying that we're more mekel on Dam Basulim than we are by regular Nida, that the day six does not apply by Dam Basulim. The Teres HaShlomim goes a step further, and the Teres HaShlomim says that the minig is that the Chasan and Kala eat together from the same plate after Dam Basulim. Right, there are many halachas in Kuf Tzadi Hei called harchakos, that in order to prevent the couple from having bia, so we impose certain separation measures. One of them is that they shouldn't eat together from the same plate. The minig was that they ate together from the same plate. Zuck the Teres HaShlomim, that kula is because, just like the Taz says, we're mekel, that you don't have day six, the minig developed, they're mekel to eat from the same plate. The Lechem B'Simla, we like him, writes that even though in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadi Vav, it says that you should lechatchila do bedikas days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, each day, twice a day, every day, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but by Dam Basulim, 1 and 7 is good enough, even lechatchila. That's what the Lechem B'Simla writes. Now, you get the impression from this entire Taz world that we're saying that Dam Basulim is not really... Dam Basulim is not really Nida, or it's not a chashash of Nida. Perhaps it's connected in the Gezeira form, and it's a weaker din, but it's not really a concern that it's Nida. Consequently, I have these three kulas that I'm aware of. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there is this book, the Sifsei Levi. The Sifsei Levi writes that the Taz says we are make on day six by Dam Basulim, but the Shach over here in the Ois Beis writes Yom Chamishi Kedin Nida Lekama. Right, it's a very terse Shach. He says, "Oh, until day five, like we have by Yanida." What the Shach means is that the dinim in Kuf Tzadi Vav apply in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, It happens that in Kuf Tzadik Vav, only the Ramah is Machmir on day 6, not the Mechaber. What the Shach means, says the Sifsei Levi, is that exactly the same din that you have in Kuf Tzadik Vav applying Kuf Tzadik Gimel, meaning that day 6 also applies. I think that's actually a very good diak. I think it's a very strong diak from the Shach. Memela, the Shach would not be Mekel on these other two cases of the Chasan and Kala eating together from the same plate, and of Rishon Nishvi'i, even Lechatchila, like the Lechem B'Simcha says. Now, this issue comes down, basically, to whether I assume, like the Rush, that the Geder of Dam Besulim is the Sidre Taharas take on the Rush, that the Geder of Dam Besulim is that there might be a little bit of Dam Nida that's mixed in. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Raivan and the Sefer Balei HaNefesh that even though by the Harchakis of a Nida we say that one of the Harchakos is that the husband is not supposed to sleep on his wife's bed, not supposed to sit on the bed possibly, not supposed to sleep on the bed for sure, even if she's not in bed. The husband should not be on his wife's bed when she's a nida. But we are makel on this halacha by Dan Basulam. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The pashtus would be that this means that Dan Basulam is not really a shash of nida. I would say, yeah, possibly. And I would say, though, that there is a tshuva of the Binyan Sion. The Binyan Sion in Simen Samach Tes. The Binyan Sion is the Rebbe, according to some, he's the Rebbe of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. Here is Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, who was the Rav in Kehilas Ahu, Altoona, Wansbach, and Hamburg. Those are three large German cities. The Binyan Sion, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger is the Rav there. In Binyan Sion, Simen Samach Tes, he says that you have to get beneath the hood of this din. When the Raivad quotes that we are makel on sleeping on the bed by Dan Basulin, what the Raivad means is that he's quoting what the Ga'inim say. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger says, I found the Tshuvas HaGa'inim. And what the Ga'onim say is as follows. The reason why Chazal asered being on your wife's bed when she's a Nida is because Midin Torah, there is a tuma called Tumas Mishkav and Moshev by Yanida. No? You read the Psukim in the Torah. Like, we don't think in the world of Tumah and Tahara anymore. Right? Bimher B'Yameinu, it's going to be really scary. Just like Shemitah is scary, because we have to invent all the dinim again. Imagine what's going to happen if she burned the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have to know Seder Taharas, no? It's really frightening. Right? How many people on this planet know Seder Taharas, no Maseches Kelim? Maybe three. Maybe. No? Not Pashat at all. Then we're going to have to invent the halacha right in the Shulchan Aruch. So there was a din of Tumas Mishkav and Moishav. It applied to a nida. That's what the Torah says. Kol Mishkav Ashet Heshev Alav, right? Yitma. That's what it says in the Torah. The Chachonim wanted the Tshuvas HaGa'inim say. The Chachonim wanted Shalot Yishtokach Torah's Tumah V'Tahara MiYisrael. So therefore, they said that there's a din that a husband should not be on his wife's bed when she is a nida. Atz tumas mishkav. Memela says the Binyan Sion, that din applies only to a real nida. But when you have a Dan Basulim case where there's zero chash of real nida, so we're mekel on the bed. Meaning to say, the Binyan Sion writes, that if you assume that Dam Basulim is a chash, that there is some Dam Nida mixed in, Kimosha Kosav Harosh B'Mesaches Ksubos, then you should be Machmir on the beds. Right? In other words, I think Kol Dabar Makoma Yovo B'Shalom, that those who are Machmir to treat Dan Basulin like a full-fledged Nida, That would mean, like the Shach says, day six, that would mean we don't have the kulas of eating together, right? That would mean, right, also that we do not have the kula here in Shulchan Aruch of the beds. That, I think, is what emerges from the sukya. I really planned on doing much more today, but we'll leave it like this. I should add, though, my nakuda is that it's clear from the Rambam and the Rif, like the Rush, that they are worried that there is real dam nidam mi'urav, right? Or that it's a gezeira of nida, as he wanted to say. But it's not an entirely new din unrelated to regular nida. For the Ramban, that we see from here that we are not tehila b'makas at all, one could learn the Ramban that the din of dam basulam is completely unrelated to nida. I think that is a possibility. Okay, gentlemen, we should have a marvelous day and a Mimir Tashem again tomorrow. We're going to try to do some topic of Hashgacha. Every time I do these sugyas, I find new stuff that...